It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A bill that would legalize civil unions in Colorado faces a key test at the State House this week when it's heard by the same committee that defeated a similar measure by a single vote last year. While the measure has an uncertain future with lawmakers, a recent survey suggests a majority of Coloradans favor passage of a civil unions bill.
62% support that bill. 32% oppose it, so it's got a 30% support margin.
Dustin Engels is Assistant Director of Public Policy Polling, a Democratic survey research company based in North Carolina.
For many people, it's a semantic thing. You know, they don't support marriage. A lot of people still see that as sort of a thing that should be exclusively for one man and one woman, but they don't think that same-sex couples should be barred from having the same sort of legal protections and rights that married heterosexual couples do.
Which is what the bill would do, provide legal rights for end-of-life decisions, health insurance, inheritance, as well as hospital and visitation rights. This would go beyond what the state already offers in the way of rights for same-sex couples.
I really think it's something that the public wants.
Brad Clark is director of One Colorado, a gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender advocacy group in Denver. Based on his experience, public opinion about civil unions is changing, due in part because people are seeing and interacting with more and more openly gay people.
We're not just talking about a group of people that may live somewhere else, out of sight, out of mind. Gay and lesbian Coloradans are part of the fabric of communities all around the state. And when our friends or neighbors hurt, I think people see that connection to their own life.
It's estimated that 16,000 couples in Colorado could apply for a civil union if the measure is passed. 25% have children, including Anna and Fran Simon.
Guys.
No hitting with the balls, especially the hard ones.
The two have been in a committed relationship for nearly a decade. Today, they're sitting in the backyard of their Denver home, watching their 4-year-old son Jeremy and his friends as they roughhouse and kick around a soccer ball.
We love each other. We're just trying to take care of each other, be responsible for one another, just like every other Coloradan family.
Fran says passage of the civil unions bill would have a life-changing effect on her family. But for now, she's more concerned about upcoming PTA meetings and work.
At the moment, it's not necessarily affecting us, but it's always in the back of our minds. I mean, I have my wallet here in my pocket, and I have to carry around, things that say, make sure that, Anna is my emergency contact. We have this directs you to all of our legal documents that in case we need them at any moment. We carry around Jeremy's birth certificate so that, because the validity of our family can be challenged at any time, so.
The civil unions bill passed on a final voice vote in the Senate last week and now moves into a House committee. Supporters are concerned despite the increase in public support, the bill will once again be voted down in the Judicial Committee. Glancing over to her son, then back to Fran, Anna hopes the three can one day be considered a typical Colorado family without the need for stacks of documentation.
We are like any other family in every other way. We've raised a child together. We have a household together. We share expenses like any other family. We take care of each other like any other family. And yet, she's not recognized as legally a part of my family.
Back at One Colorado, Director Brad Clark is hedging his bets that lawmakers will pass the legislation this time around. But when it comes to winning over the public, he feels recent polling on civil unions may not be telling the whole truth.
I'm not an expert at polling, but, where it's no longer socially acceptable to be outwardly anti-gay. And so you also have some skewing in polling results.
This week's vote on civil unions could be historic. If it passes the House committee, Democrats say it will most likely be approved on the floor. And with Governor Hickenlooper poised to sign the bill, Colorado could join states like Illinois, Hawaii, and Delaware that have recently passed bills allowing civil unions. If not, the bill's Democratic sponsor in the Senate has vowed to bring the bill back next year.